Good morning, backstage. I normally love these questionnaires. I think I've read most of them. But I've always been a little too worried about putting one out just myself because I get too self-conscious about just rambling on and I overthink it. However, I thought I'd try something new today. I saw Petal's fourth questionnaire, which is awesome from the brief glance that I had at it, and I thought I would give it a try when I was half awake. So I'm laying here in bed. It's BC time, or before coffee time, so I'm hoping I make sense, but I figured I wouldn't overthink things since I'm barely thinking. So I'll get started. Okay, number one, your masturbating hand, both of your ambidextrous, got burned off in a fire. You touched my mixtape. Ooh, okay, I will not touch your mixtape pedal, I promise. You can only restore either its functionality or its aesthetics, which do you choose? Its functionality, because quite frankly, I need my hands for more than just masturbating. I can rock some gloves if I need to, go rogue. And I'm ambidextrous, so I'd need both. So I'd rock the glove look. I think it would work for me. Number two, what color is the sky right now? It's pretty gray. Yeah, it's pretty gray. It's supposed to rain later today, I think, so yuck. Number three, what is your favorite piece of clothing that you own? Oh, that's hard. That's really hard. I have this really awesome dress. I love it. It always looks good on me. It's sexy as hell. It's black, so, you know, it goes with everything. So yeah, my little black dress probably, or alternately, my Doctor Who shirt, because it's just awesome. I love the color. I love how it fits. It says, keep calm and don't blink. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Okay, number four, you get the chance to have an orgy with every current audio poster on GWA. Like, everyone is in the room. Everyone. Do you do it? Huh. I kind of want to do it. It sounds like it would be one hell of a party. But honestly, I would probably be too shy. I kind of like the one-on-one dynamic. So no, I probably wouldn't. Number five, what do you think of artificial intelligence? I read a lot of sci-fi and watch a lot of sci-fi, so kind of worries me. I'm afraid it's gonna, end up taking over. But there was a really great movie that kind of talked about it. I think it's called She. And I think really realistically, artificial intelligence would probably end up being like that, where, it helps manage your life, and although, you might end up having a relationship with the AI in your ear, which I could see after listening to GWA for so long. I don't know. I think artificial intelligence could be really useful for humanity in some ways, but I feel like it would be very, very hard to control. And that could get really messy. Number six, do you remember your first orgasm? I actually do. I used to have a bad habit of, not really a habit, it just kind of happened. I used to hyperventilate after having an orgasm. And my first one was with a boyfriend. And I think I scared the poor boy because I started hyperventilating afterward, going, oh my God, oh my God. And don't think he knew what was happening. Yeah. Poor boy. However, once he realized that that was the case, it wasn't so bad. And I got over that for the most part, so it's all good. Number 7. Can you still use your hand fingers to masturbate after having used sex toys? If you haven't used sex toys before, which would you like to try? I have used sex toys. I quite enjoy sex toys. Can you still use your hand or fingers to masturbate after having used sex toys? Yes, absolutely. Switch it up every once in a while. I quite enjoy it, actually. I find it's a lot of fun. Using both. Number 8. Do you keep your sexual history a secret from your peers on GWA? Well, I don't generally broadcast my sexual history. It's not really anybody's business. However, you know, friends that I've had on GWA, I'm pretty open with. I tell them if I had done something or not. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if I feel like sharing certain things, yeah, but I don't broadcast it to everybody usually. Okay, number 9, do you have any TV series, film, or book recommendations? Ooh. Okay, TV series, absolutely. There's a show called Penny Dreadful. And if you're into anything kind of supernatural, you know, werewolves, vampires, anything like that, especially some of the older classics, it's kind of based on that. And it's got an amazing cast in it, like Eva Green, Timothy Dalton, Billy Piper. It's just Josh Hartnett, isn't it? He's really good. It's just really, really good. It's dark. It's very, very dark, but the storylines are really fascinating. And there's a guy in it who plays Dorian Gray from The Portrait of Dorian Gray, and he's amazing. I mean, Dorian Gray is supposed to be so old and world-weary, and this young actor is just amazing at portraying that. Yeah, actually, I think season 3 is coming back, or is going to be starting next week, so I'm really excited about it. So that's my recommendation. That's really good. Movies I haven't actually seen a lot of lately. I'm a big fan of spy movies, though. I saw Spy. It was really funny. A lot funnier than I thought it was going to be. Jason Statham was amazing in it. He did the whole kind of deadpan badass really well in really ridiculous situations, and it was really good. So those are my recommendations. Okay, number 10. What was your major in college, university? If you didn't go, what would you have liked to have majored in? I did go. I got my degree in psychology. Yeah, maybe not the most useful degree, but I really enjoyed the subject matter, and yeah, I liked it. Number 11, would you like to have sex with someone with a 12-inch penis? No, I wouldn't like to have sex with someone with a 12-inch penis. That sounds really painful. Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with just an average size. That works really well for me. Okay. Number 12, give a realistic estimate for how many years until the human race dies out. I'm a bit of an optimist. I think that we're going to last a whole lot longer than we think. I'm really hoping that if we as a collective human race can funnel our resources and our time and our passion and energy into the sciences, that we can go colonize other planets, spread out, you know, take to the stars. It'll last a whole lot longer than our Earth would, so I'm hoping billions of years. I really am. Number 13, how do you stop, or how do you get yourself to stop procrastinating and actually be productive? Break it down into little bits. I make to-do lists with every single little bit of whatever it is that I need to tackle. So you get the satisfaction of checking them off. And I give myself rewards after so many. You know, like candy or, you know, things like that. Oh, sorry. I'm really not a morning person. Okay, number 14. How do you pee with a boner? I don't know. Alternately, do you masturbate while all on your period? Yeah, absolutely. It's just blood. It's not scary. Doesn't bother me. Number 15. Why is it illegal to be paid to have sex in private but legal when it's on camera? Wow, that's a really good question. Personally, I think it's dumb that prostitution isn't legalized, to be honest. I think it takes away time and resources from police departments that could use that time for more productive things. You know, there's a lot of bad out in the world. If someone wants to get their rocks off, why not just let them? I mean, you know, it also causes, you know, not legalizing prostitution causes a lot of victimization for sex workers. Because they feel that they can't go to the police. So yeah, I don't know why it's not legal, but I think it's bullshit, personally. Yeah. Okay, number 16, you can only choose two, enough sleep, a social life, contact with anyone, or internet porn, which and why? I would choose sleep and a social life. As much as I love internet porn, and don't get me wrong, I love internet porn. I can use my imagination if I have to. But I've been seriously sleep deprived before. And I've also lived in places where it's not that easy to have a social life, and both those things are really hard to go without. So yeah, internet porn it is. I would do without it. Would you rather always have a dry, scratchy throat or a mild headache? I'd rather have a dry, scratchy throat because there's lozenges. I can drink tea. I can deal with it. Having a headache is really distracting. I hate having headaches. Okay. Number 18. How do you go about getting creepy, annoying, rude PMs from people? I'm assuming you mean how do you go about dealing with those. I mean, you get them, I guess, from just, you know, posting erotic audios, maybe. how do you deal with them? I mostly just ignore. Yeah. Although I've been really lucky. I haven't really had very many at all. So, yeah. Number 19, what is your phone's wallpaper? How about your desktop wallpaper? My phone's wallpaper is a picture of, some friends and I. My desktop wallpaper is this really cool, kind of swirly design. It's got a person kind of sitting in the middle of the screen reading a book, and it kind of swirls around, and it's got all these stars kind of like they're suspended in the universe, although it kind of also looks like brain neurons, like neural pathways and things like that. It's really cool. I like it. I switch them up pretty often though, because yeah. Number 20, do you think fisting is sexy? I do, actually. I think fisting is very sexy. That kind of pain and pleasure that goes along with it is pretty hot. I'm a bit of a masochist, though, so, you know, it's kind of my thing. So yeah, fisting, sexy. Number 21, describe the idea of your perfect wedding. I'm not big on a lot of pomp and circumstance. If I were to ever get married, it would be probably a destination wedding. You know, bring along the people that I care most about. Have a great time for a few days, you know, in the sun. Get married on a beach, maybe. You know, some pretty flowers. Yeah, I mostly just care about the people that I'm with and it not being a stressful affair. Okay, number 22. Do you think instant teleportation could be possible? I do. I really do. Again, maybe I watch too much sci-fi, but if you go back 100 years and you showed the people then the technology we have now, they would think it was magic. They couldn't possibly understand or comprehend how it could happen. I think most people anyway. And I mean, that's only been 100 years. I don't know. I read a lot of articles about the future of technology and, you know, Futurology subreddit. It's really great. So yeah, I think we'll be able to get there someday. I don't know when, but I kind of hope it happens. I'd love to be able to teleport. Okay, number 23. If you could put one item into a time capsule that is indicative of the time period of your childhood, what would it be? Probably a book. I spent most of my childhood reading. Really, books were such a crucial part of my childhood. And there are certain books that I would read over and over and over and over again. So probably one of those. I can't think of the specific one, but I still have them somewhere. I love digging them out every once in a while. So yeah, would definitely be a book. And number 24, tell us the story of your day. Well, really, my day is just getting started. I'm lounging in bed. I'm going to get up after this and make myself some coffee. Maybe read Reddit for a while. Go about my day. All pretty boring, unfortunately. I don't know how exciting the story of my day is actually going to be, so we'll find out, I guess. Okay, well, anyways, that is all of the questions. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much and made sense of this. And I hope you all have a really lovely day. Okay, bye.